You guys think we're gonna review a film, but not today. Not today. This is a loose fit. This is a loose fit, and we're pulling them down. Pulling down the bridges.
Easy. Listen, you're gonna want to take that belt buckle, okay? You're gonna wanna undo it. You wanna go back two pips.
Two pips. Right? Two pips of that belt
That's
buckle.
That's right. Two pips down, my friend. You want to let it loose? You want to keep those pants on for legal reasons? But we want to let that belly hang out. That's what we want. Okay, we're relaxed. We're feeling sensual, but not creepy. We're feeling,
guys, it
exuberant.
Is another wonderful IFR catch-up episode.
Maybe mustard. This will be the first episode we bring in mustard.
I got some mustard.
It could happen.
Earlier. So I got four films to talk about.
Cool.
Five, because I think two of them, both of us are going to talk about them.
Well, why don't you kick us off? Let's do it.
So the first film I watched this last year, but you said we might cover this in a catch-up episode. I watched it over winter break.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Evil Dead Rise. Oh my god.
Yo.
That film, I didn't like the remake. I didn't like the 2013 remake. It was too gruesome. It was too torture porny. This film brought everything back from the original movie, because like the second movie got a little campy, and then Army of Darkness was just fucking out there. This film, yeah, scary as hell,
mm-hmm,
intense, but also silly in some regards, and like just so watchable, and like the fan service to the original two films it's incredible. Like the references, mm-hmm, it's so well done, so well made. The deaths are phenomenal. The lead actress is excellent. The one who
could
turns
you give
the,
us a
the
yeah
the mama. This mom is like divorced and she's raising three kids on her own. Is it three kids? She has a baby, right?
I think so.
The son is really into music, and he finds the Necronomicon and the recordings underneath this old bank somewhere. And he takes it up and he starts playing it through his speakers, and it possesses his mom. And then over the night, the mom possesses all the other members of the family. And oh my god.
Oof.
Creepy as hell.
Yeah.
Beautiful cinematography. Low lighting. Amazing, yeah, low lighting.
Mm-hmm. So this film is really well done. It's fun. It's creepy. It's everything you want, really, in a horror. And the most disturbing part about it is, you know what Evil Dead is. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, like if you're going in and you've seen the other films, or at the very least, you know, this is a horror film. Mm-hmm. And then they introduce all these very young kids, mm-hmm, and you're like, are these little kids going to die? Like, we can't have every single little kid live. That, like, maybe we could, I don't know, but that's such a taboo thing that most horror films don't do. And this film doesn't give a shit about that.
Yep.
This film gets crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
dude, that,
while, like, I'll say it's not my favorite horror of the year that it came out, I still enjoyed it.
The scene that you're talking about, where they all die, and the demon goes into the lake, but then like, mm-hmm, she's hovering above the lake, and then it says the title of the film. I'm like, yes. I'm here for all of this.
Oh yeah.
I loved it.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, man.
That's all I need to say about that one. I have a lot to get through. So
it left me wanting more too, which was, yeah, kind of great. Yeah. I'd rather feel that way than have all the answers. So if they make a sequel, I'll watch it, you know? Okay. So for me, I have like a series of films that I either attempted to watch.
Oh.
Or watched, and I was like, eh. So we'll get into those.
Can't wait
really
to
quick.
Hear what these are. And if I watch them and like them, I'm going to run you through the mud. I'm going to bake you a casserole of dirt. And
so
worms.
The first film was called Daniel's Casserole of Worms. And I just thought it was so boring. It's like, come on, do something original. No. So Quiz Lady, 2023.
Never heard of it. Moving on.
It is stars Awkwafina and Sandra Oh.
Okay.
Hopefully I'm saying her name correctly. Two people I like a lot and, mm-hmm, I think are very funny. This is a Hulu film. It is about this woman who is obsessed with this quiz show, like Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
And she realized, like, she's really, really good at Jeopardy too. She answers the questions really fast. And her screw-up sister comes to live with her, and she secretly films her getting every single question right on this Jeopardy show. She becomes big and famous, and that starts a thing of, like, well, we should go to the show, do, like, a road trip thing to get you on it. And this could help you in a lot of other ways that is lacking in your life. Whatever, whatever. I couldn't make it past the 20-minute mark.
Wow.
It was terribly unfunny. Just, I couldn't get into it.
Wow.
That's kind of all I have to say. It was really disappointing. Another film called Leo. This is an Adam Sandler film.
Why?
Now, look, Adam Sandler has done great things. And Construct I still
love.
I still support him.
Or whatever that
means. And even some of his newer things, I think, and his production company can make good stuff. What, that isn't just like for the masses. Or
whatever that movie is called.
Oh my God, Dan, that was a film that I made in private. And I pitched to Adam, and he said he wanted to pass. Okay, he wasn't technically involved in that film.
Okay, so tell me about Leo.
It's about, as far as I can tell, a reptile and a turtle, like an iguana. They live in this classroom.
Mm-hmm.
The trailer's like them like making fun of the kids and talking about them. I'm like, okay, this seems kind of cute. The animation looks good. What the film doesn't tell you is that it's a musical.
Mm.
And the first song is sung by, I think, legit third graders. Like, it is children trying to sing, and I wanted to die. So I don't think I made it past the 10-minute mark on that. I think we bailed really hard. Because I was ready. I'm like, I'll watch an anime film. I like them. This could be fun. This song was horrendous. And I don't know if it was supposed to be, because I didn't give it enough time to find out. I couldn't handle it. It was just too cringe. So bailed on Leo. It might be good. I don't know. Another TV show called A Murderer at the End of the World. It's a murder mystery about this hacker who gets selected to go with like a bunch of other interesting, very important people to like a secluded location in Alaska to be like a think trust, like a think tank group of like, let's come up with the next generation of great ideas and AI and all this stuff. And like, ooh, we're going to really brainstorm and figure some cool stuff out. But then a murder happens.
Mm.
So then the show becomes about that murder. It's intriguing. I've heard very good things about it. I know people like this show. I couldn't get into it. I thought it was kind of boring.
Fair enough.
But I think if you're interested in murder mysteries, maybe you could get into it. Something to look into. Another Hulu. All right. I will pass the floor to you.
Okay. So I have another, a lot of horror films. I love watching horror films. Talk to Me.
Talk to Me.
Have I talked to them about this film on the podcast before?
I don't remember. Refresh my memory on what this is.
So it's about this group of kids that, it's an Australian flick. It's about this group of kids that like have this porcelain hand that whenever they touch it, they get possessed by this spirit, or like a spirit of from beyond, right?
And they
set the time limit on 2 minutes, because you can be possessed for 2 minutes before you have any dire effects. And what they use this for is a drug. Like it gives them a high. So like they hold onto this hand for 2 minutes, and they commune with this ghost for 2 minutes, and then somebody like gets them out of it.
So someone has to help them let go.
It's like a party game.
Whoa. Yeah. What the fuck? This is a great premise.
It's amazing. Holy shit. I love it so much. A24 film. It is made by two YouTubers. Like they got their start on YouTube, and like they pitched this movie to A24 and they made it. It's like, it's incredible. Acting is amazing. The plot is amazing. Outside of the premise, what I just gave you, the plot is wonderful. Like the characters are well written, and then everything that happens, it's like, oh my God. Like it's just heightens and heightens and heightens, and you're like, holy shit. Ah, it's so good.
Because just hearing the premise makes me, like, your mind starts to just spin with all the possibilities
and,
of,
like, and the film is about, like, because of that, the film is, like, this amazing commentary on drug addiction and drug use among teenagers. Like, it's very smart. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Wow. Awesome.
That was a horror movie from 2022. I watched another one from 2022 last night called X. Have you heard of X?
Is that the film where they're trying to make a porno?
Yes.
Yes. So the lead actress from that, the girl with no eyebrows, yes, she is in another film I'm going to talk about.
Okay, later. So I love Mia Goth. She's amazing. Yes. She's
like
you,
the it girl right now in horror.
I told you about Brandon Cronenberg's film, Infinity Pool. She is in that film. And
that's the film I wanted to talk about.
Oh, dude.
So we'll talk about
that. You never caught up about that film?
I don't think so.
Let's just talk about this film. Infinity Pool is one of my favorite films. Exercise. Mia Goth in Infinity Pool is the perfect psychopath.
She is
the perfect
unhinged
psychopath
in that movie.
And the film. So okay, X aside.
Explain what it is. If
X,
you can,
X is a slasher that pays homage to Texas Chainsaw. It has some cool filming techniques in it. Whatever. Infinity Pool. Infinity Pool.
Now this was done by David Cronenberg's son, and he's been doing some movies,
dude.
Brandon has been making films where it's almost like he wants to make them grosser and more fucked up
and
than his
better
dad ever
than
did.
His dad. Like, I love Videodrome.
He really Videodrome wants to one up him.
Videodrome is Cronenberg. That's what it is. But Infinity Pool. So Infinity Pool is about this guy. He's an author, and he's with his wife at this, like, rich people's retreat in this foreign country.
That's all you need to know.
The foreign country, like, they really depend on these rich people for their economy. But outside of this resort, it's just torn up, and, like, it's awful, and it's crime-ridden. Yeah. And they are not supposed to leave at the resort. But this woman, this young seductress played by Mia Goth, she, like, starts to flirt with this guy and seduce him into, like, basically convincing him to go off of the resort into town and do some debauchery and then come back. Mm-hmm. And on their way back, they murder, like, they manslaughter. They run over somebody because they're drunk. And they get arrested. And the premise of this film is, okay, now that you're arrested, you're in trouble, and you have to deal with our law, you have the option to go to jail and deal with that, or you can pay a premium, and we will clone you and put you to death. And these people are addicted to making clones out of themselves and living a hedonistic lifestyle and just watching themselves die over and over. It's the craziest fucking premise I've ever seen, and it gets so messed up. I'm so glad you watched it. It is one of my favorite films because of how insane it is.
So this film is very good. I can't watch it again.
I'm gonna try to, because oh my god,
it is difficult to watch, but it is a very good film, like any Cronenberg type movie. So what is interesting to me is
also lead play Alex Skarsgård. He's a great male lead.
Yeah.
So he's the guy who is being seduced, and Mia Goth, like I said, is the perfect psychopath. And because she plays it off so well at the beginning, and then whenever, like, the one towards the end where, like, he's on a bus and, like, she's yelling at him from the convertible, shooting the gun.
God.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's really, really good. So she's terrifying. The situation is just disturbing. The interesting thing is that on the surface, it just looks like a fucked up movie. But there's so many, like, political implications that this movie is trying to poke fun at. There's so many, like, other weird little layers for us, like, film nerds to really dig into.
Yeah.
Like, how his wife is, like, his conscience.
Mm-hmm.
And the id ego is, like, the temptress woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, who is he going to listen to? Like, will he throw away his humanity for pleasure, you know? And or, like, just hedonistic tendencies and like how far are you willing to go with that? And like literally losing your humanity and breaking it down.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where like you don't respect anything anymore. But what's even more nuts is that this is just their vacation.
Yeah.
And when they're done, they go back to their normal lives with their family and their kids. But during this weird period, they're just monsters. And it's so fascinating.
And then there's an extra layer.
Wow.
There's an extra layer in that, because I've already kind of talked about it, but like they lure a newcomer into this only to fuck with him. Like he's
that's
not
part
there,
of the game.
He's not there to be one of them. He's there to be the new thing to fuck with. Like they're not satisfied enough with
a toy
doing the crimes. They need to bring somebody in to experience this and then fuck with that. Oh my god.
Yeah. And it's
so
like
good.
It's a mental
it's a mental game.
Break.
Yeah. They're trying to break somebody.
Will. I feel like this is what they do to all
and
the
then,
new people.
And then they like get to a point where he doesn't, you as the audience don't know who's being murdered. You know what I mean?
You don't know who the main character is anymore. He doesn't even know if he's himself.
Yeah. It, oh,
he doesn't
so
know.
Good. It's so good.
Fuck. And his last film, I forget the name of it, but it was about like, you're an assassin, but you jump into other people's bodies and you wear these like
Possessor.
Fake temporary bodies. Possessor.
Yeah.
So in Possessor, and he goes and he just kills people. But then he starts to disassociate himself with the killings to the point where it's like people don't matter anymore. Like you could just kill someone. It's not a big deal. And like the price of a life becomes minuscule. And he plays with different, like similar themes, I think. But yeah, Infinity Pool is really hitting his stride of like, what the fuck? He's got something to say, and he's gonna make you feel gross when he says it.
It makes me want to. It makes me want to know what he's gonna do next. So speaking of Assassin, Jared, film that I'm looking forward to that just premiered in the strangest of ways. I think it premiered last Wednesday at a strip club in L.A. It was made by Harmony Korine. If you don't know who Harmony Korine is, he's the guy that did Gummo and Trash Humpers.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Gummo!
So
I haven't thought about that movie in so long.
There's this film called Aggro Drift. And it's shot in completely in like thermal vision. So it's like inverted colors. And it's about an assassin who's like doing his job, and like it's very experimental, and it looks fucking crazy. But I don't know if I can watch a whole 90 minutes of thermal vision.
Fucking Gummo, dude. Go watch Gummo. It's fun.
Yeah, Gummo's fun.
There is some animal cruelty in that. It can be kind of hard to watch, but it's a very interesting film. For film nerds, I would say. How dare you make me think about Gummo again and that weird kid. That weird fucking kid. So, let's do a little TV shows.
Okay.
Let's see here. I watched The Bear. It's about this guy who's blowing up right now. Jeremy Allen White and Ayo Edebiri. Hopefully I'm saying her name correctly. I apologize. She's wonderful. He is wonderful. They are fantastic. The first season of The Bear, it's about them trying to start a restaurant, and it is so fucking good. There's like a weird stress level to it mixed with like comedy and the struggles of starting a restaurant and then their camaraderie and all the stuff coming together. It makes just this perfect cuisine. It's perfect. Love it. Season two was too stressful for me. Like it was too much. I couldn't enjoy it. I think season one on its own, you could watch it and it's like perfect. You don't even need to watch season two. I can see people enjoying season two. So, you know, if you want to, go for it. There was an entire episode where the main character relives a Christmas dinner at his family's house. That is the worst Christmas dinner. Like, all of his relatives are awful. His mom is drunk and crazy. And the amount of like real anxiety I was getting was like, this is too much. I can't do this. Out of respect, I did manage to get through and finish the season, but it was a lot. It was a lot. So yeah, The Bear season one is good. Season two, proceed at your own risk. Another show done by Taika Waititi is in it.
Taika Waititi.
He plays the one of the lead roles in it. It's called Our Flag Means Death.
It is about,
oh my God, I think you'd really like it. So Rhys Darby stars as Steed Bonnet, a real character in history. He was this rich man who decided to abandon his wife and kid and become a pirate. And this really happened. And eventually he comes across Blackbeard. And this really fucking happens. So they're taking like real historical accounts and flipping them on their head to make like this great
awesome
adventure story. It is so fucking good. The first season is perfect. The second season is also very good. I think either one, if you wanted to stop at season one or season two, it's a good conclusion where like the film wraps up nicely. The only issue is that they've stopped production for season three. They're not going to get renewed. And what the company who streams, I forget who it is, but they said that it was popular, but they just didn't have the budget for it. So they stopped it. But what they said is they are like, feel free for anyone else to pick it up. So maybe another place will pick it up because it's a really good show. Like, season one's a triumph. It's so well done. It's unlike a lot of other shows that I've seen, just with the stuff that they do and them being on the boat. It's funny, it's sad, it's weird, it's disturbing, it gets into a lot of territory. It's, you grow to love the crew and the characters, and it gets into like how dark being a pirate can really get. Because he wants to be a gentleman pirate with respect and honor and get all these guys to like talk out their feelings and really like, you know, get down to the root of the matter when all these other pirates just want to like murder and kill everyone.
Drink
it's really
rum.
Good. It's fantastic. So I can't recommend it enough. But okay, Dan, you got something else?
Okay, so I have two more things. I want to recommend a movie, I want to recommend a movie, and I want to say I'm really looking forward to a movie.
Okay.
Recommendation, Edgar Wright, director, Last Night in Soho. This film is incredible. It's Edgar Wright at peak performance, because I love Shaun of the Dead. I love that whole trilogy. And I love Baby Driver. But this film... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Baby Driver, dude.
This film is like an amazing homage to the giallo genre.
Yeah, you told me this.
And it's also like it's him at his like experimental, but like he's doing so much really cool things with the visuals. Like there's several mirror. Well, maybe it's just one, but like it just seems so elaborate that like it may have happened twice. There's this mirror shot in it that's incredible. But it's you can tell he's maturing as a filmmaker, and he's making a horror film that's not like silly or stupid or very much like he uses his editing tricks, but it's not like extreme editing. It's like they're smart edits, and the story is excellent. The acting is fantastic. It has that girl from The Queen's Gambit in it. I forgot what her name is. It has that one.
Yeah, she's cool. I like her. She's like young Uma Thurman.
Anya Taylor-Joy is the one from Queen's Gambit.
Yeah,
but
she's great.
She's not the main character. She's kind of the antagonist. But Thomasin McKenzie, she plays the lead, and she is really good. She has a very interesting voice. You'll know her just by listening to her.
Oh, cool.
Like, because I saw she was in a movie that I was just kind of passing by recently, and I heard the voice and I looked. I'm like, that's that one girl from that movie. Like, it's very unique.
What is the film about?
So it's about this girl who goes to fashion school in L. Thank you for telling me what this film's about. It's about this girl who goes to fashion school in London. Like she grows up on the outskirts of London, like in the countryside of England, but she has this dream to go into fashion. And she is enamored with the 1960s. Like her grandma like raises her and that's all they listen to is 1960s music.
Yeah.
Anyway, she goes to board at this school's dormitory and she realizes that she's nowhere near anything like the other students. So she holes up in this kind of room for rent owned by this woman. And she discovers that while in this woman's bed or this bedroom, she can transport herself into 1960s London. And she's just having the time of her life. And
what
she gets, whenever she transports, she's no longer herself. She's this other person. Like, she's the ghost of this woman who used to live in this room.
Ooh.
And I'm not going to give away the ending. Because it's really interesting.
Whoa.
But you experience her story in fashion world and then this ghost story in 1960s London becoming a singer, but then she has to go through all the, like, who are you going to sleep with this time to get this job?
Oh,
and it's really fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
Damn. Yeah. You were telling me about this earlier and I have it on my watch list here. It looks really good.
It's well worth your time to watch. It's so super, super good.
Okay, so we are coming to the end very quickly. There's a film called Orion and the Dark. It's an animated movie. It's a comedy adventure. It's not that great. You don't have to watch it. That's all I have to say. If you have young kids, sure. There's not much else for it. The plot's not very good. Poor Things, done by Yorgos Lanthimos.
Beautiful film.
Starring secret Hollywood girlfriend, Emma Stone, who I would do anything for. Don't tell my wife.
Emma Stone is perfect.
Mark Ruffalo.
He was excellent.
Willem Dafoe. Rami Youssef. There's so many good actors in this. This movie is wonderful. It's absurd. There's a lot of sex in it.
Extremely.
It's sad. It's a very feminist movie without, like, being super obvious about it.
Yeah.
And it's a triumph. It's really fucking good. If you could, if
it makes me want to go watch the other films that he's done, like The Lobster and Killing of a Sacred
really
Deer.
Good.
Have you seen Killing of a Sacred Deer?
I haven't seen
that
one. No,
I want to go watch all of his films now.
Yeah, he is he's an auteur. You can tell when it's his film, you know, he's one of those guys. And he makes bangers, man. He made a very fantastical, it's like, what if Frankenstein, but lady, and she starts off as like a child and is like quickly aging to be an adult and then into like a super genius.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, what if you could experience all there is about the world in a week? Like, what would that do to a person? It's like, it's fucking crazy. Especially like being a woman too, and like all the things that they specifically go through. But yeah, really, really good. Go watch it. Another film, big surprise to me. I wasn't too keen on it. And my wife was like, let's go see it in theaters. I'm like, okay, all right, let's do it. Wonka with Timothy Chalamet as Wiley Wonko. It's a delight. Olivia Colman's in it. There's so many great British actors in it. It's done by the same guy who did, what's that movie? Not Berenstain Bears. What's the movie? Paddington. Paddington. I think it's the same director who did Paddington. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is a musical.
Mm.
And it's a good musical. That's what makes it special. It's really fun. I highly recommend it. If you like musicals, you're going to have a great time. This is a film I'd watch again. It's just so fun.
Mm.
And it's, really, really good.
You're the first good review I've heard of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Keegan-Michael Key is in it as the chief of police. He's fucking hilarious. The songs are really, really good. Matt Lucas is one of the villains in it. It's wonderful. It's a fucking delight. It's great. And somehow Timothy Chalamet does a good job, and he can sing, and it's frustrating that he's so talented.
Yeah, he's awesome. I'll have to give that a watch. I'll give it a watch soon.
Yeah, I mean, if you like musicals, that's it. That's everything for me.
So, I got duped, Jared. I got duped, and I'm going to get duped again. So I went into Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, just because I'm like, yeah, I need to fucking see this. I love the novelty of it. It fucking sucked. It was awful. Yeah,
we had a discussion of covering it on the show because it is an independent film, but I think we both kind of knew it wasn't going
to
be great. Yeah,
but I needed to watch it anyway, so I did. I waited until it got cheap. Now they released the trailer for Blood and Honey 2, and holy shit, Jared.
Looks pretty good.
I want to watch this film so bad. I don't think I'm going to get duped, but I might get duped. Dude, the story looks so much better. It looks like it's more than just, let's have Winnie the Pooh kill people, because that's what the first fucking one was.
Maybe they got a budget this time.
They probably had a budget. He looks creepier in this one. Tigger is in this one. It's not just Piglet. It's fucking Tigger, too. Oh my god. Yeah. Tigger looks like a psychopath. Oh, it looks so fun, and it's going to be a fun slasher. So I'm already into it. Let me watch it first. I'll watch it before everybody, and then I'll let you know if it's good enough to watch.
I'll put this out there. If anyone expresses interest in us covering it, we will strongly consider it, okay?
And that's it. That's all she wrote.
Cool. Good stuff. Let us know what you guys are listening to or watching, you know?
Engage.
Why not?
Even though we don't engage. Engage. Guys, Wolf, you can find us on Instagram at IndieFilmReviewPod. You can find us on Gmail at theindiefilmreview@gmail.com. Send us your emails with your memails in it, your movies, your females.
Yeah. Oh.
Don't send us your females. I don't want that.
Yeah, maybe don't do that. Thank you all for listening. I really, really appreciate it. And yeah, that's it. Dan, you got the final word, buddy.
Watch more movies.